and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Wiegman. Richard Parker is on the show.
And yes!
Oh, man, he's so excited. I had to put him arm's length away. He was just a little too excited. He feels it. He feels it. We also have Scooter Watley is in the house. He's tell him exactly what your position in what you do.
I'm with the Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks
in
Mississippi, and I'm producer and lead camera operator for our Mississippi Outdoors TV show.
Wow, so that's pretty cool. He's been running around at the Catch, Clean, and Cook Adventures event that we're having here I'm going to say on Lake Washington with a lot of guides and member of the media. And, of course, we had you come in, Scooter. Of course, if you're having something in Mississippi, you got to have Scooter, right, Richard?
I mean, if not, you don't got the best. You're just selling for the rest.
Wow.
We got you. Scooter in the house.
Well, if you didn't have TV, it'd all be radio.
I mean, just plain old radio, like Morse code radio at that. I mean, old school.
Old school.
Well, we got Scooter.
We got Scooter. Actually, let's talk with you a little bit. We really want to talk about youth and getting youth involved. And so you deal with that, and then we'll get to Richard.
Sure. The Department of Wildlife and Fisheries has several youth programs that we do. Our most popular event is the Youth Super Hunt, where we have challenge kids that we take on deer hunts. At the end of October,
right?
And it's a big deal. It's put on by Southern Outdoors Unlimited.
Wow!
And they take hundreds of kids. Landowners get involved.
Right?
They just open up their properties to these kids, you know, and they give away track chairs, and they just take them and they build special stands for these kids, you know, to hunt.
Really?
Yes. It's a big deal for landowners in Mississippi.
So is that mostly squirrel hunting or
That is a deer hunt.
Oh, wow.
That is a deer hunt.
Did you get that?
It's a big one.
A deer hunt.
It's a
Those
big one.
Kids get to go on.
Yes.
You're going to have to really step your game up, Richard.
Look, we're going to have to rename ours Fish Hunt, I reckon. Fish Hunt. Deer Hunt.
I like
fish
that.
Hunt. I mean, that's what it's been all week is a fish hunt because we ain't found any. We still hunting.
So in that program, is there some other special things that you do throughout the year you do annually?
Yes. We have a youth squirrel hunt, which we just had about 2 weeks ago.
Right.
We have a youth turkey hunt coming up.
Right.
We have several youth. We have many youth fishing rodeos throughout the state at our state lakes and our state parks. And so we have like 20 or 30. I mean, like every weekend they start and they take the kids to our state lakes and let the kids fish, you know, and just enjoy their time.
Those free weekends, that's annually, and is that a one or two? How does that work?
The youth rodeos are every weekend.
Oh, every weekend.
Every weekend. I think they've already started, and they go all the way through, you know, several months.
Well, I was thinking like once a year, usually most states have one day that it's free to do it, but they do it throughout the year.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes, we do have that day, but these youth fishing rodeos, you know, like say we have one in Neshoba County, then all the kids from Neshoba will come to Neshoba Lake and fish there, and then you know, another part of the state every weekend.
All right,
so we keep the kids busy.
That's pretty cool. So, Richard, you have a program that gets kids involved in fishing, and it's very successful too.
It is.
I'm patting you on your back.
The fish hunting program.
Fish.
We do. Bass Tactics Outdoors. We're very excited about our program, actually. And to be involved with you guys and with Mississippi Outdoors and Mississippi Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks. We do some work with those guys, and it's a blessing in all directions.
Right.
I mean, our kids get to come out, and like you say, we've helped them with some of their state lake events.
You
got kids that come around and
they volunteer their time.
Absolutely.
Kids that are part of your program.
We give out some door prizes and help the kids that may not, you know very much about fishing.
Right.
Most of them are fishing for catfish normally. That's mainly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we've done that a time or two. And we also take the disadvantaged kids fishing, mostly Down syndrome kids. Out for a day of fishing, tournament fishing.
Right.
And that's really exciting.
Wow.
And then and then also with our program, you know, we have the veterans and our adults get to compete.
Right. And then which is completely different.
Completely different than the other large programs in the country. They don't get to compete. They have to sit in a boat and watch all day.
Right.
Well, Bass Tactics, they get to compete and they get their own championship, that being adults.
Wow.
And the kids, of course, ages 5 through 18, have a chance at every event, winning over $80,000
wow.
in cash prizes and scholarships. Wow. Every event. The most we've ever given out at one event is $4.8
million. Wow, that's
in
crazy.
Cash prizes and scholarships.
And what are some of the universities that colleges you're working with?
We've been working with Kentucky Christian University. We've been working with LSU Shreveport. We've been working, we had some kids, Carson Newman, Montevello, which is the leading famous
absolutely.
College fishing team right now. They've won like 4 or 5 national championships in a row. We have 4 or 5 kids out of the Bass Tactics that fish with Bass Tactics.
Right.
I mean, these kids fish with other programs, right?
Right.
But they do fish with us, and they've on that team. So we're happy to say that, you know, we got all these kids on the national teams. But, I mean, Drury University has come on with us this year in a, in a different way, but with us. They looking for, you know, Drury is like the third – understanding like the number 3 university in the nation for like academics,
right?
You know, whatever.
Wow.
They got their own category kind of thing. But you know, we're excited to have these universities that somewhat partner with us. All the way out in California, we have Simpson University.
That's
that
right.
offers our kids up to $120,000 in event.
Wow.
To come go to school with them and be on their fishing team.
Wow.
So we're working on others.
Uh-huh.
And now what's exciting, it's no longer just fishing scholarships. Bass Tactics has been able to acquire some soccer, archery, baseball, football, golf, volleyball. So we're excited about that. And there's no other program out there that's giving this kind of stuff away. Across the country, period. And so we would like to invite everybody to come and enjoy. You don't have to have a school fishing team to be involved with us. You need 1 kid or 2 kids per boat with an adult.
Okay.
And then you just come on and sign up. And we also introduced something else I came up with, which
What's
was
that?
A pretty good idea, I think. We call it the Pond Hopper Series.
Yeah.
Pond Hoppers is really unique because everybody can't afford a boat, right?
Right, yep.
So they can, from Saturday morning at 6 a.m. to Sunday afternoon at 6 p.m., they can fish 5 minutes or they can fish the entire time. It's up to them. But they can only present 2 fish.
Yes.
They have to go by measurement. We don't go by weight.
Uh-huh.
So we have a standard. If it weighs 18, if it's 18 inches long, it weighs 3 pounds and 4 ounces.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's 18-inch fish is going to weigh that much. So we go by a length, kind of like kayak people.
Yeah,
sort of.
Exactly.
And the top winners from each event has an opportunity to fish our national championship.
Really?
Where we've given away over 900,000 in cash prize and scholarship opportunities.
Wow.
At one event. So I had to come up with something for
everyone.
Everyone, right. Because everyone can't afford
a
$5,000 boat, much less a $75,000 or $100,000 boat, right?
Right.
So it's one of those things I started last year.
Okay.
And we had a champions from Louisiana and our champions from Mississippi fished our national championship and actually did pretty well. Now they you cannot fish from a boat if you're competing in a pond hoppers.
Okay.
But when you leave the pond hoppers and you qualify for a national championship, you got to fish from a boat.
Right.
Everybody's got to fish from a boat. So these kids didn't have a boat, but they borrowed a boat for the championship.
Cool.
So it was pretty good for them to have an opportunity in that. Our championship, just for example, last year, the winning coach got 2,000 cash.
Nice.
And then the juniors, the little bitty kids, the winners got $3,000 cash and $80,000 in scholarships.
Okay. And it tell us is that in
and then the what? High school yes. got a $5,000 check.
Wow.
And almost $700,000 in scholarships total.
Wow.
I mean,
is that all based out of Mississippi or
no, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama. We do have some kids occasionally from Tennessee or towards Georgia and down towards Florida that participate.
Okay.
But that can be from anywhere. It doesn't matter. So
all right. Let's go back to you, Scooter, because it's you have had opportunities to go out in the field, let's say, or out on the lake or out in the field and do things with youth. And what do you think really stands out? What's the one, is there a program that really sticks out or is there an event that really sticks out in your mind that, you know, hey, we were able to bring all this, all the youth from Mississippi, try and get these involved in this program?
I think one of the most important things, the most fun things that we do for kids is our alligator hunt.
Oh, really?
Because it brings all these kids together that have never... Some of them haven't even seen an alligator in their life.
Yeah.
And then we hunt them. You know, we have a season.
Yeah.
The state has a season. So, again, we take youth on a youth alligator hunt several places all over the state, and they get a chance to harvest anywhere from a 4-footer to a 11 or 12-footer. Yeah, some big ones.
What's the population of, do you know, like alligators? Are they a lot more up this straight or in the southern area?
Yeah, they're getting more and more populated, especially in central Mississippi around Ross Barnett and Pearl River, and some in the Mississippi and the Yazoo River. Their numbers are going way up. So we have a alligator program where we give away, I think, 900 tags a year.
900 tags.
And we've been doing it for... 15 years since 05, so
right.
How long it is. And we're still not hurting the population. We're not hurting the population at all. But anyway, to get youth involved with, you know, basically a prehistoric animal that they're involved with, you know, up close and personal, can harvest it, can touch it, take pictures with it, that's one of the most fascinating things.
And kids are already fascinated by the alligators to start with.
And then they get to go on a hunt and actually hunt one of them.
That's right. Richard. Of course, I'm going to ask you, have you ever caught one by accident?
I did.
And tell us what lure you were using, because I'm guessing you were throwing a buzz bait.
I was on Ross Barnett, actually.
Okay.
In Brandon, Mississippi, and in a tournament.
All right.
And I'm a frog guy. You know, frog in a jig, that's me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so I was in an area where I'd been catching some really big bats. And actually an area where I caught a bass that didn't weigh it, but it was probably around the 14-pound range. It was rather large. So I was very diligent about wanting to make these bass bite because I know the size it was in the area. And I threw over behind these lily pads.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the water. I wasn't looking. You know, I threw the frog over there. And I kind of turned and I whoa, and I'm like, oh, Lord, there she is. I reeled down, and I like popped her with that braided line.
Right.
And almost simultaneously, bubbles started coming up.
Oh.
And I was like, it's a gator. It's a gator. And no doubt, man, I bared down on that thing with that heavy braid and that big heavy ducket rod and ducket reel, and I couldn't move that thing, and I was like, it's a gator. And the guy in the back of the boat goes, I think you got a gator too. And so I finally fought this thing, and he said, you just lost that $10 pro. And I said, I'm getting my frog back.
Yeah.
He said, he laughed. He said, you ain't getting that thing back. And so I've never been on a gator hunt with the rod and reel. We just shot ours with the rifle, you know, during the day, probably out of season. But but we did get it anyways. But anyways, it was in a pond, by the way, that didn't need to be in there. So we took it upon ourselves to harvest it. And but anyways, I finally see some friends of mine, and they hook them with those rods until they get them up off the bottom, and they – you know, kind of explained to me, a good friend of mine, he does the hunts on Ross Barnett and in the other lakes. And he was telling me, so I was like, okay, I'm going to do what, you know, he recommended about. So I keep pulling this thing, and finally it moves.
Right.
And it comes up, and the head on this thing is like that long. And I'm like, oh, Lord, this thing got to be 7 feet long. And so finally, I mean, I'm using heavy gear now. So I get the thing up, and I get it coming, and it I'm like, this thing takes off. It's just going to tear everything up, right? But I'm like, this thing is dumb or something. It's coming towards me. And so finally I did. I got up there. It wasn't quite 7 feet. It was probably between 5 and 6 once okay. I got it to the boat. And the guy with me said, what are you going to do with that thing? I said, you see my frog hanging out that mouth? I said, I'm going to hold pressure on him while you lip him. He said, I ain't lipping that thing. You just lose that bait. Well, about that time, he took off again.
Right.
And I finally followed him back to the boat, and I finally got his head up, you know, and he goes, you know, something like that. And I noticed then that my hook was not inside the tooth. It was between the gum and the lip, so to speak. Right. And I was like, I flipped catfish off of my line before. So I got him back up there, and when he opened his mouth that time, I reeled it down, and I flipped it, and a frog come out. And I got my
oh, my God.
I mean, it was – but that was my experience.
That was your frog.
That was my frog slash alligator experience.
So imagine how excited those kids are when they get to legally hunt them.
Now, look. I'm going to tell you nothing about okay, all the right, same well. The same guy in my boat, right?
Okay.
We're in another tournament on the other end of Barnett in hole 7 area, everybody knows about. Well, he was playing with these alligators with his bait, and we're in a tournament. I'm like, man, that alligator's going to come in this boat. He said, oh, no, he ain't. No, he ain't. So I'm fishing over here, and he's coaching these alligators to the boat, and they're not but about 3 or 4 feet long, right?
Right.
And they're like, just like come right to the boat. And he's got his little top water, and he's going on, and I just turn around, I ignore. And all at once, whoa, he said, oh, I got one. I'm like, I told you to quit playing with them gators, man.
Right.
I said, that's for kids. You over here playing around. He said, well, I think it's a bass. I'm like, dude, the only thing I've seen over there in that grass is alligators.
Right.
And he's laughing. He said, no, I really think it's a bass. I said, pull on it. And he pulls, and it kind of bubbles. I said, man, that's a gator. We didn't, you know, this is an experience. Right. And he's like, okay, well, I think it's a bass. And he said, I think he's just hung down in the grass, right? And I was like,
right. Dude,
you pull that thing up. A bass would eventually move or do something. That thing is just sitting there, you know. And he said, I'm telling you, I think it was a bass. It hit different. And I said, okay. So we go over there, and I put a trolling motor over there, and I said, do you really think it's a bass? He said, yeah, it's a big one, too. And I was like, okay, what are we going to do here? He said, well, I'm going to try to get him. And so he runs his rod down there, and he tries to move, and this thing's still at me. It's like on a, you know, a 50-foot log, been in the water for 20 years, done waterlogged, you know, and then turned into ladder or something. But anyways, he said, I really think it's a bass. Won't you go down and try to grab him with your hand? I said, really? You want me? You sitting here playing with gators, and you want me to stick my hand down there? He said, I'm telling you, I think it's a bass. I tell you how crazy I am. Anyways, I said, okay. Well, I tried to run my hand down the line and feel of it. And I said, it's too deep. It's too deep. So I think I stuck my rod down there, and it was about 4 feet deep. So my arm's only like 2 feet long.
Right.
So I'm like, dude, if I go in there, I'm going at least waist deep. Right. And he said, well, I'll hold your legs. And I'm like, okay, yeah. All right. So he said, because I'm telling you, I think it's a bass. It hit different. I'm like, well, okay, I'm going to trust you on this, because if I said, what I'm going to do is I'm gonna let you hold my feet, and I'm going to go under the water.
Oh,
I'm going to run my finger down that line. If I'm touching the nose, right? I said, if that nose is pointed, my feet's going to wiggle, and you're going to be pulling me back up.
My feet's going to wiggle.
So I go down under the water, and I go down, and I keep going down the line. I keep swimming, and he's got hold of my legs, kind of like one kid said, he waterboarded me or something. And so I get down there, and I get the line gets tight. So I know I'm almost to the mouth of whatever's got this top water lure on top of that. So I run my hand down and right, I mean, I'm hesitating. I've been underwater like 30, 40 seconds by this time, you know. And so I run my hand down there and I said, oh, Lord, I just might well go in and touch whatever it is. So I touched it and I was like, oh, that is a fish.
Oh.
So I did. I went in and lifted and it was a big old bass.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, we wind up, I think we won that event.
Wow.
Because of that big old bass. But yeah, we had like almost 17 pounds.
It's either grabbing a big bass or losing three fingers.
That's right. One of the two. Now, Scooter, you talked about going and doing the gator thing. So have you hunted gators?
No, I've filmed every year, I've not drawn
a tag. So you
haven't
got the chance to.
I hadn't drawn a tag. I hadn't put in for a tag, no.
What age do the kids have to be on the alligator hunt? They got to be like 12, right?
Yeah, at least 12 years. Got to be. Yeah, young teenagers, yeah.
And
yeah.
as old as Richard, because he'll actually jump in the lake and stick his head in under the water.
Yeah.
The age group you cut off at?
I'm not exactly sure the youngest you can apply for a tag.
Right.
But you can go all the way up to 65 or 70 years old.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's anybody's game. If you can get drawn, you just have to get drawn. You just have to put in for the tag and get drawn.
All right. So, well, that's pretty cool.
So I would rather go, you know, capture them on camera than technically, you know.
Yeah. Tell us, though, what is your best favorite fish story that you have from fishing in Mississippi? I mean, he's got stick my hand in the gator thing. I don't know if you can beat that, but most people are not going to do what Richard does.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, it paid off. I mean, it was actually bad. But I will tell
you. It might have paid off like this next time where you only got like one finger left.
Well, the thing was when I come back up, he was still laughing because he still wasn't certain that was a bass. But when I pulled that thing out of the water, he was like, well, I told you it was a bass.
my most favorite, I think, fishing trip I ever went on, one year I went down to the coast and did the Billfish Classic.
Oh,
where they billfish, you know, out 200 miles out of
really
for blue marlin. And I was on a big 75-foot Viking. It was big. And we hooked into some beautiful marlin you know, coming up.
Right.
And I'm capturing it all on video. And we made a fantastic show out of it. And at night, you're out so far that you fish the rigs. And the rigs are lit up like Christmas trees.
Right.
I mean, they're super bright. So you fish the rigs.
Cool.
It's like you're in amazement. These big monstrous things got lights all over them.
And have you got to go down and fish like big bull reds too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we fish bull reds. Mm-hmm.
Have you got to fish and not have to film, though? Because I understand your pain when it comes to fishing. Sometimes it's cool to get that shot.
Yes.
It's like it's funner to get the shot than it is to actually catch it yourself.
Yes.
But then there's some that you just want to catch.
Yes, I have actually. I was on a bass fishing show, and we caught enough bass for the show, and they gave me the rod. And I caught like a 5-pound bass, you know.
Yeah.
And it's one of the biggest ones that on the whole trip, you know. And the cameraman caught it, so it was very rewarding to actually put the camera down and fish every once in a while.
That's pretty cool. That takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures has a complete line of hard and soft baits. If you're going down to Mississippi and you're going fishing, not for gators, if you're going bass fishing, we have crankbaits. We have all kinds of bass jig heads and different things like that that you can give them and get them. Check them out at picolures.com. B&M Poles, which is a Mississippi company down here, they're also a sponsor of the show, and we love them. They have rods for all age groups.
Yes, so if they're one of our sponsors as well.
Oh, so if you're going to do like a fishing tournament or if you're trying to find a pole for that youngster, they have one for you, and they have everything from catfishing, and we didn't even touch catfishing, but catfishing and just trout and brim, and they have rods for everything. So make sure you check them out at bnmpole.com. Hey, Scooter, if they want to find out more about you, where would they go?
MDWFP.com or my email address is scooter.watley@wfp.ms.gov.
All right. And Richard?
Yeah, they can go to Facebook, Bass Tactics Outdoors, or, you know, call me anytime, 601-307-8492.
There you go. There you have it. Like I always like to end the show, make sure you keep your hook sharp, lures out of the water, and your fingers away from gators.